This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Judge Amy Coney Barrett becomes Justice Barrett, and Christian leaders celebrate. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
When Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away, it left an empty seat on the Supreme Court of the United States. The eight remaining judges have already faced cases where a 4-4 tie sent the case back down to the lower court decisions, and with the presidential election coming up, there is already legal cases ready to be filed to make sure that the proper votes are counted once by registered voters. On September 26th, President Donald J. Trump nominated Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and on Monday night, October 26th, after a week of Senate committee hearings, Judge Amy became Justice Amy Coney Barrett. President Trump called Barrett one of our nation's most brilliant and gifted legal minds, and a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution. She will decide cases based on the text of the Constitution as written. Justice Barrett is the third justice to be appointed by President Trump and approved by the Senate. Justice Neil Gorsuch and Justice Brett Kavanaugh were confirmed to the court earlier in President Trump's first term. Justice Barrett had been previously appointed by Trump as a circuit judge for the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. She and her family are members of the People of Praise movement, which is a charismatic Catholic community that welcomes members from a variety of Christian denominations. Christian leaders from around the nation have begun sharing their praise for the new justice. Tim Wildman, the president of the American Family Association, said that this is an outstanding development in 2020 for all Americans who believe strongly in family values and their deeply held faith. We congratulate Amy Coney Barrett on this achievement and look forward to her actions on the nation's high court. CEO of My Faith Votes, Jason Yates, said, "It would be impossible to overstate what Justice Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation means to Christians in America. For years, we have seen our freedoms slowly erode under activist judges and politicians who have no regard for our deeply held beliefs or for America's founding Judeo-Christian principles. With Justice Barrett, the Supreme Court is now returning to its intended role as the highest judicial body in the land, whose purpose is to protect our freedoms as they were originally designed in our Constitution. This appointment ensures a fully independent judiciary. It is a generational victory for our freedoms and America." Pastor Greg Laurie said about Barrett that, "My prayer for her is that she will act in accordance with the words of the prophet Micah, that she will do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with her God as she takes her place on our nation's highest court." Charisma Media founder Stephen Strang said that, "I am proud that such a strong believer has attained this high level. This should make all Spirit-filled Christians proud." National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference President Reverend Samuel Rodriguez said that she is a woman of great faith who has proven time and time again her commitment to advancing righteousness and justice in our nation. "I pray God will guide her decisions during her tenure in the court and that she will judge with fairness and wisdom." Free Chapel Senior Pastor Jensen Franklin responded saying, "The Senate has confirmed a fair, honorable, and highly qualified woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court. Amy Coney Barrett is a spectacular role model for my own daughters and for young girls across the country who aspire to live with a deep commitment to faith in God, a profound love for this blessed nation of ours, and who desire to guarantee liberty and justice for all." Ken Harrison, CEO of Promise Keepers, commented that, "With this confirmation behind her, Justice Barrett can proceed with what she does, what she's done as a judge for at least the last 3 years in particular." And Pastor Jack Graham said that he is praying that she remains steadfast to her commitment to Scripture and to the United States Constitution as her decisions will impact Americans for generations to come. Today is another step forward for America. Let's pray for Justice Amy Coney Barrett that she will decide with wisdom and clarity on the court and have peace within her home. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.